This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swung on and hit in the air, deep center field. Harris just turns and watches. It is gone. Into the batter's eye near the waterfall to dead center field. And Kyle Schwarber has tied this game up. It's a 1-1 ball game on Schwarber's sixth of the year.
My goodness, another home run by Kyle Schwarber last night. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Abdul Carter. Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul? I would. I would give up all 8 picks to move up and get Carter. I'm thinking second or third pick in the draft is where you have to go get this kid. I would do it. Hugh's reluctant because of all you have to give up. I just think it's a special pass
rusher. It's a lot, man.
It's a lot, but he could be a great, great player and cheap considering the Eagles have salary cap issues moving forward. Jalen Carter, Abdul Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. That's how you build a young, great defense. All right, we'll get back to the Eagles calls and your meals. What would you have if you were the Masters winner like Scottie Scheffler last year? Your meal at the Masters, best meal we hear today, wins the $100 gift card to Sunoco. But Hugh, although the Phillies lost last night, another home run for Kyle Schwarber. That is now 6 to start the season. He has an OPS of over 1,100. He has 6 home runs. It doesn't matter if they hit him first. Doesn't matter if they hit him cleanup.
He's versatile.
It's a remarkable start.
He doesn't care where he hit.
Wow. And here's the thing that gets me. He's still unsigned. I mean, I know we're still here, and I know the season just started, but the more he does it, I just think every day between the Guerrero extension and Schwarber off to a great start, this number's not going down for the Phillies.
Well, I think what you're probably doing is letting his agent know that you want to get something done. I think that's probably the conversation that's probably being had. Now you're trying to work them numbers, man. I said initially 300
million.
But when you factor in his age and everything, the number you came up with was like what? You said 120, 150?
So I would do 3 years 120 right now. But if he wants more years, that total
I'm probably about 150.
Might go to 150, right? Yeah. Five times 30 is 150? I mean – the problem with waiting is you're going to get more teams to bid. If this goes to the offseason, and I know Spike the other day and Jack were arguing back and forth about the idea of just waiting. If it goes to the offseason, other teams are going to be involved. Let's hear John Heyman from the New York Post and MLB Network talking about the Schwarber situation and what he thinks ultimately is going to happen here.
Schwarber extension. I think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if that happens. I mean, that deal has worked out great for them. 4 years, $79 million. He's been really good. He's a terrific hitter, one of the best in terms of home run by percentage. And he's probably not there quite with Judge or Babe Ruth, but in the top 10 all time. So give him credit. And the Phillies, look, the Phillies have signed a lot of good players through free agency.
He mentioned something there, Hugh. It's crazy when you hear it said out loud. So he's top 10 all time in at-bats per home run ratio. Like for every at-bat he has, like for every 12 or so at-bats, he hits a home run. It's like it's one of the 10
he's
best.
He's like money.
Yeah, he's right there with Jim Thome in terms of hitting home runs, in terms of his at-bats. I think he's going to age well. Like, you look at him physically and you're like, oh, he's not a great athlete. He's a DH. I don't see why he's not going to keep hitting home runs for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I kind of look at it the same way you do. Him and Marcell Ozuna, two guys, when I look at, because I talked about a couple of days ago how Marcell Ozuna had all that stuff that he had going on there in Atlanta, and how he was able to weather that storm, and it kind of quieted down for him and everything, and he's a pretty good player. DHs like that, there's not a whole lot of them out there.
You know, physically, David Ortiz didn't look like a great athlete. He hit till he was 40 years old.
Yeah.
I think Schwarber could do that. So I've been on this since the offseason. They got to get this done, and I want to get it done before we get to free agency. All right, one more thing from Schwarber that caught my attention last night. So, Hugh, they did drop Bohm in the lineup, right? We talked about it all day yesterday. We got our answer yesterday. Topper dropped Alec Bohm in the lineup. And they did put Castellanos. Did you happen to see Castellanos' stat line last night? 0 for 5.
Mm.
5 strikeouts.
Constantino.
For Nick. So,
he's back.
Well, yeah, that wasn't great. But beyond that, the Braves walked Harper 3 times last night.
No protection.
Including one of those was intentional. Like, they're just saying, just take first base. So, I'm wondering if at some point here, Topper is going to have to just put Schwarber in the cleanup spot. You know how they've been jostling Turner, Schwarber, Turner, Schwarber? I wonder if they need Schwarber to protect Harper, because Hugh, I think Castellanos is a better option than Bohm, but Castellanos is not exactly perfect either. If there's no protection behind Harper, no one's going to pitch to him.
Yeah, and you're talking about that, would you say that home run ratio that he got going on for him right
one
now?
One of the 10 best ever.
Man, yeah, and his willingness to do whatever is needed. That's what makes him a hot commodity, is the fact that he's willing to hit wherever he needs to hit. You know, he's been the leadoff hitter for the most part for us since he's been here.
Yep.
But his ability to hit anywhere in the order that you need him to hit. And not only do that, but hit home runs is something that's invaluable right there. So, yeah, I think that you're probably going to have to do that, especially if other teams get winning. As you're going to St. Louis this weekend, we were talking about it, and hopefully Bohm would get some home cooking and sleep in his old bed, and maybe he can get back on the right side of this.
Well, it'll be nice, because last night they dropped him to 7th in the order, and Bohm took an 0 for 5 last night, so that didn't. That wasn't the cure last night. It just dropped. And we shall see. Phillies in St. Louis tonight. Lizardo, by the way, was really good last night. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all of this, the Schwarber situation with the contract. I want to get this done as soon as possible. He may have a 50-home-run season this year. He gets a free agency with a 50-home-run season. There's going to be a lot of teams bidding on him, and I'm just not interested in having to go to a bidding war, because that's how you end up with 6 or 7 years, right? Because you don't want to. Nobody wants to give 6 or 7 years to a guy in his 30s, but if they let him go to free agency, Hughes, someone might say, here's 6.
Oh, they're going to scoop him up.
And
no
then
question
the Phillies have
that.
To decide, do we give him 7 or do we let him go?
That's why you start negotiating now. You start letting them know now that you want to get something done before the end of the season.
Yeah, I think you have to. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. On all this, Schwarber, Phil's lost last night in extras to the Braves. They're in St. Louis tonight. And would you give up the entire draft for Abdul Carter? The more I say it, the more I'm emboldened that this is the right way to do it.
Emboldened.
And I know deep down the old pass rusher in Hugh wants Abdul Carter here. But, you know, you think too much. I think you long thought
yeah,
this.
I've long thought
you it. Long
it's,
thought
it's
it.
That
Abdul's
what you're giving
awesome.
Up for him.
Get
what
him.
You're giving up for him. You're trying to give up the whole draft for one guy.
Now, I think it sounds worse than it is. Half of their picks are fifth rounders.
Whole draft but one guy.
But it sounds worse than it is.
No.
Half
it's
of their picks.
Whole yeah. draft.
Half of the all draft your, are like, fifth or, rounders.
And as expensive as eggs are, what they say, putting all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
It's a good basket, though.
Side note, I'm sorry. I did this, though.
We're doing egg talk?
What are we going to do for Easter, though, dog? Like, for real.
You're going to have to suck it up.
Eggs are expensive.
You just have to suck it up.
And all them kids that don't be fine, you better go find them damn eggs.
Don't you be losing that egg. That's expensive, that egg.
Like, I'm sorry, because I know this is a real thing for people. But when I thought about that, I'm like, damn, we got Easter right around the corner. The egg's about, like, what, $20 or something
so
like
that? So, listen, I eggs are too expensive, and I empathize with anyone that's, you know, just struggling to make ends meet.
We're about to do the plastic when, eggs for Easter. We're about to do plastic.
I'm sorry, kids. We can't die. We can't die this year. That's over.
What you mean, dye those eggs and just boil?
We're wasting those things? No way. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? How you doing, Lamont? Hey,
what's going
David,
on, man?
What's going
I forgot
on?
About that.
Hey, just before I start real quick, I got my senior softball jersey yesterday, and I got number 53.
Wow, Zach Bond.
Exactly. See, Joe, you know.
I walked right into
you
that.
You did?
One.
The new 53 in town.
I walked right into
who,
that.
Who used to wear 53 back in the day?
It's
a long time ago.
Yeah. There are like 1,000 just guys that wore 53, but there's no Zach Bond.
That's right.
Nobody like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
One guy. One,
the Bald Eagle.
It's a good nickname for him.
It is. It is.
Yeah. What do you got, David? What do you feel? Are you ready to trade for Abdul Carter?
There's a bald bias.
All right, Jared. First off, you're just totally full of crap right now.
What does that mean?
You're a smart man, all right? And look what it did to Mike Ditka in his coaching career when he traded his whole draft.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Right, but Mike, but before you go on, Mike Ditka was taking over the Saints, who were a tire fire. The Eagles are already set up. They have a lot.
Yes, they are, but it still blew up in his face. Just like if Howie did this, it would blow up in his face, and Howie be, you know, on the radio show with you guys instead of, you know, running an NFL organization.
He can come do that.
It's a dumb idea. Yeah. Oh. You can't just give away all those future prospects. And
half of these picks are fifth rounders.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, just it's easy.
And Abdul Carter is he's an unknown, and you can't give up all that for an unknown. It won't work.
All of the draft prospects are unknowns.
Huh?
This one's more known.
You said, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to.
My bad, David. It was just the way you said it.
Can we take a deep breath here?
Clean your ears out.
The Saints quarterback, the year that Ditka did that, he had Heath Shuler, Billy Joe Hobert, Danny Werfel.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah.
Billy Joe Hobert.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, Billy Joe stunk. He stunk. I mean, he had nobody, and he gave his whole draft for running. We have the best team to begin with, David.
Yeah, no, we do. And that's the only valid point of this whole process that you're talking about is we do have the team, but you still can't do that, you know. And you're going on the defense as a luxury thing. You have to replace this defense with what we lost.
But I'm getting the best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah, but not one guy's not going to do it. It's a team sport.
So all right, I understand that, but I think what we're ignoring is three or four of these picks either will not be any good or will not make the team. So when I say eight draft picks, everyone's like, "Well, those eight players." Well, it's more like four. When you think about it, it's more like four.
Yeah, but if Abdul Carter was this sensational stat, he would be the consensus number one pick in the draft. He wouldn't be like, well, he's dropping to three, he's dropping to five.
Well, so that's an interesting point, David. I do think two things. One, the Titans need a quarterback, right? Quarterbacks always go
quarterback.
They always go number one. Quarterbacks always go this high. And then I don't think it's a sin if Travis Hunter goes over Abdul Carter. Like, Travis Hunter might be the most unique player in the NFL scene in a long time. He's going to potentially play both ways. But I get your point. He's not the consensus one, so maybe that hurts my argument a little bit. All right, David, what do you got for us for your Masters meal? What do you want?
Okay, first off, I don't consider golf a sport, so I'll go with what I'm going
get
to
lost.
Pick. Just keep that in mind. I will go with raw tofu and pork chops and applesauce for Hugh Douglas.
Raw tofu.
That's what I'm talking about. Make it uncomfortable for those snobby Masters
people.
Hold on.
I want to enjoy the meal. David, we appreciate it. I'm a vegetarian. I don't even like tofu.
Yeah, tofu stinks.
It's too chewy.
It's tofu-y.
It's tofu-y. It is. I don't like it. Now, at least Jimmy, our first person to answer this, tried. Hugh was having fun with it, but I mean, who's going to complain with fried chicken and mashed potatoes?
With the collard greens and the chitlins. We had pig feet.
Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese, pig feet.
You like pig feet?
Nah.
You're just trying to...
I just want to make people uncomfortable.
Okay.
Trying to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, I definitely going to ruffle some feathers. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to wear a sweatsuit, of course. Like, you know, I mean, I'm going
to
break the rules.
What else would you wear to a golf tournament?
And, you know, barbecue on the front lawn.
I'm in. All right, Joe on the cell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Joe, Kyle.
What's
not
up,
too
man?
Much. I have a couple things. First off, Alec Bohm. This experiment's not going to work. I think his confidence is going down as we move him around the lineup. He just needs to hit the reset button, take some time off, get his head right, and come back ready to go.
You know, Joe,
I think
that they did the right thing yesterday by dropping him down, but that didn't even seem to get him going. They're in a bad way right now. Joe, if he struggles this weekend, I do think the next step is they're going to have to play Sosa way more, and Bohm does not just get to play every day. I mean, his batting average this opening day is remarkable how bad it's been.
And there's no way moving him around the lineup is going to make him feel any better about it. That's for sure. He needs the reset button. Absolutely.
So what is that? Is that a benching or is that AAA? Like, what's the reset?
Well, he can't go down, can he? Because he can't go down.
Put him on the bench. Let him be with the team. Let his teammates kind of pick him up a little bit. Say, look, take this time off and come back in here and let's go.
Well, they need something because he's been abysmal. And some of it I feel bad for him because he did hit a couple balls hard last night and it's right at someone. So even when he hits it well, it's bad luck. I mean, it's that and he's just in his head. All right, Joe, where are you on Abdul?
All in, brother.
See, now we're talking.
You, Joe.
Now we're talking, yep. Joe.
Hey, we could get a blue chip player, bring him to the team, use the rest of the money, get some veterans on that defense, and start looking to the future. He is a Philly guy for sure. He doesn't want to come off the field. He plays through pain. He's that blue collar type of guy. He's the guy we need on our team.
To me, it adds to it that he wants to be here. To me, it adds to it that he's from this area. He's at the Eagles Super Bowl as
Absolutely.
A fan. Yeah, I mean, and he would love it. And I don't want to see him go play for the Browns or the Giants. He's a great player. He should be here. Joe, give us your meal, your Masters meal. You won it last year. You get to pick the meal this year. What are we eating?
All right. So I'm going with the crab theme with a twist. So we're going to start off with some crab dip. We're going to do some Maryland crab soup to get it going. We're going to have blue crabs, a little bit of corn, and some twisted pita falafel.
That you know what, Joe? That to me, that's
what you said. What was the last one? What was the last one?
Twisted pita falafel.
Falafel.
The best falafel you'll get. Yep. Mm.
To me, this is
I've
our
never
most.
Had that.
This is our most thought out one so far. Joe, good phone call. You're in
falafel.
The mix. The crab dip, the Maryland crab soup, the blue crab, the falafel at the end. I think it's our most thought out one so far. He really thought through the whole operation there. Jerry and Radnor's up. What's up, Jerry?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Jerry, what's up?
So Joe, your whole argument, you can use it against you.
Okay.
That or part of your argument that the Eagles have a cap problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting one player isn't going to help solve that cap problem. They have multiple significant players. They're going to get huge contracts. You need multiple players out of the next two drafts. Keep the window open. You've got the injury issue. It just doesn't make sense. And who's to say we don't get defensive end in the fifth round. I forget the guy from the University of Cincinnati. Hugh, I forget if you played with him. Who was a
Trent?
You're
talking about Trent Cole.
Trent
Cole.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, Trent took my job. Trent took my job.
Didn't mean to bring back a bad memory.
Oh, no, you're fine. It was a great memory. I mean, he was a hell of an Eagle. No question.
But, you know, Todd Hermans was a fourth-round pick. You know, Joe, I understand you've got to have contrarian opinions to drive discussion, but it just doesn't make sense.
But, sorry, so, but I think it does. I mean, we could just view it differently, and that's okay. So you mentioned that you need all those draft picks. They have 12 next year, Jerry. I mean, it's like the concept doesn't change. It's just reallocating some of the resources. And I'm getting potentially a blue-chip player for a quarter of what he's worth over the next 4 years by doing this.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're never going to be able to – they're not going to have the roster spaces to use those 12 draft picks.
But look, doesn't that work against what you said? You're saying these fifth-round picks, they don't have the roster space now for these players.
No, but what you're doing is you're putting off young players, multiple young players contributing to the team in your scenario for at least 2 years. So,
well, I don't want a lot of young players this year, Jerry. I'm trying to repeat. What do I want a fourth-round pick on this roster for this year? What are the odds that player is going to help me a lot?
Like you don't have any choice, right?
Sure
you may have a tight – like if they let Goddard go, you may end up with a tight end in the second or third round that can play right away. Defensive end at the end of the first round is going to play right away. There's no reason you can't get guys that play early. But we just look at it differently. But in order to manage the cap going forward, I don't think there's any chance they would trade all those picks for just one guy who's got an injured foot problem. And think about playing defensive end and having to go around the end. You know, all the pressure on the foot, like that's we've got a bad history of foot injuries with the Sixers.
Well, that's true. That's a fair point, Jerry. That's a fair point. Sidney Jones with the Eagles. I get that. I mean, I just think there's a chance, Jerry, 3 years from now, if I read off every pick the Eagles make in this draft, and I say you could have those players or Abdul Carter, that 3 years from now, almost everyone would say I'd rather have Abdul Carter if he's as good as people say. I think that's possible.
Look, I haven't been a Howie supporter over the years, but look, he's turned it around on the draft. And you look at the guys he's drafted in middle rounds, like they've done pretty well. And I think at the end of the day, they're going to have such extreme cap problems because they've done such a good job drafting that they have so many guys that are going to get paid or have the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to stash guys on the taxi squad or whatever they call it. I mean, they need these picks.
Well, and that's why they did this, right? That's why they have 20 over the next 2 years. All right, Jerry, what do you got for us for your meal? Your master's meal, you win it, you get to pick. What are we eating?
All right, I'm going with a Philly theme. So my favorite rib place is the Rib Rack up on Bustleton and Tyson in the Northeast.
Oh, I know where it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Best ribs I've had all around the country. So we're going to start with some appetizers, the cheesesteak egg rolls and pretzels. And then we're going to have baby back ribs, brisket, pulled pork, corn muffins, and the other side. And then the best dessert I've ever had is from a restaurant that's not in Bluebell anymore, but a cinnamon bun sliced, kind of grilled so it's warm and gooey with vanilla ice cream in between.
That sounds good, Jerry. That's a good one. Jerry, you're in the mix. He gave us the dessert too, Hugh. I mean, this is the kind of detail we're looking for here. All right, so Jerry brought up some good points there and that they need all this cheap young talent to kind of go with this. Let's see how I want to frame this. Are we a little too confident in Howie's drafting now? I'm a Howie guy. I think he's a great executive. But like the people that are saying no, including you, Hugh, because you want to use these picks on other players, it's almost like we're assuming he's going to keep hitting on all these picks. Some of these are not going to be hits.
Let me address that because it's not so much about me believing in Howie's ability. I look at it when I make the decisions and I think about some of the decisions that I want to make when it comes to this football team. I'm thinking about the future and being significant as far as not significant, relevant, because at the end of the day, in order to be in position to win a Super Bowl, Joe, you have to be relevant. You have to be a team that consistently wins the 13 to 15 games a year, that puts yourself in position to win your division and be able to play in playoff games.
Sure.
So when I look at this team, I ask myself, okay, we know that this team has a lot of talent, right? We know that putting a guy like Abdul Carter on here will help take that talent to the next level, but at what cost? Because now I'm handicapping myself for the future by living in the now. And I think in order to stay relevant, which the Eagles have done for the past 20 years, they've drafted – fairly well, and they've gotten players that they've hit on, and they've been able to do that every year and not just rely on one guy. It's been like a group of guys. Because when I look at the group that just retired, Fletch, BG,
Jason
Kelce. Jason Kelce wasn't a high draft pick.
Well, that's one of those where I'm scoffing at the fifth round picks. Jason was a sixth round pick.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And so I look at that. And even though we got Ike Reese's. Ike's a Pro Bowl player. He was a good player.
No, he was. Yeah.
Like
I would trade him for Abdul, but he was a good player.
I mean, we've established that. But I look at that, and I say that's the longevity of the Eagles. It's not just getting that one guy. The longevity is being able to draft. Over all these rounds, all these seven rounds, and being able to have examples from each one of those rounds that you drafted a player in that has been a good player. Trent Cole wasn't a really high draft pick.
No, he's a fifth round pick. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's that's how we look at it. Now, as good as Abdul Carter is, I'm looking at it. And I'm just like, because you got me thinking now, because you're looking at him as the end all to be all as far as the talent, the top talent. But what about this defensive end from Marshall, Mike Green? I'm looking at his film, and he looks just – he doesn't have the – he didn't play at a big school like Penn State. But he looks relentless. He looks like he gets off the ball. He looks like a guy that fits into this defense and a versatile player. I'm reading up on Abdul Carter. This is for – he was an off-ball linebacker. This is the first year.
Yeah, it's like Micah.
Yeah, that's why they're drawing the comparisons. Yep. He still has some learning to do. And I just look at it like if I can get, say, for instance, I go out and get this Mike Green guy or I get the James Pierce guy, my defense is still going to be good because I have other guys around there that are going to help pick his talent up. And I can add some other young players on this team that could potentially turn into like a Jalix Hunt or a Trent Cole or God forbid, another Jason Kelce. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I look at it, and that's how you stay – that's how you stay relevant in the NFL.
But it's not as fun as Abdul Carter.
No, it's not. It's not. And I get it. And that's why when you say it, it's not crazy. It's not stupid. It's just that it's – I don't think when you talk about the equity of the team, I don't think it's the best move.
I also think because I mean, we're framing it what it is. It's just a way of saying it. The entire draft – this is the least value they have in most drafts, right? They have the last pick in every round, right? Yeah. This isn't the 15th pick in the first round, the 15th pick in the second. They have the last pick in the first four rounds, and they have four fifth-round picks. Like, if I just said to you, would you trade eight draft picks for Abdul Carter, you might say, that's a lot. All right, four of those are fifth-round picks. They don't have much value in trades. I'm trading away 32, 64, 96. Beyond that, I mean, these are not super-valued picks. 215, 592, 94, 94, and I'm leaving 12 draft picks to next year. I also think people are just, and maybe not Hugh, but I think a lot of people now assume Howie's got this to where he's not going to miss anymore.
I know. When I think these thoughts, Howie's never thought.
Some of our callers say have said, like, well, Howie's done this and this. And he also might miss some of these fourth and fifths and thirds now. I mean, that's possible. So that those assets aren't really what you think. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls on this. I'm trading our entire draft for Abdul Carter. Would you do it? Yes or no? Your master's meal with your calls. Best answer we got today. And that last one was good with that Cinnabon on the grill there and the ice cream. And we'll play back something Jeff Lurie said at the owner's meeting about the pursuit of back-to-back Super Bowl. Scott Fransky coming up at noon. All your calls. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. They got peanut butter fans' favorite. They got the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with the creamy layer of peanut butter inside. If you like the simple classics, they got the crimpets, a lightly sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, you guys have options for days. You got frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and who can forget the delicious dipping stick flavors? I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes, people.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.